Hey, I bet you're wondering who this voice could possibly be, or why someone would send you an audio recording like this in a flash drive, left right at your doorstep. See, our familiarity is actually a lot closer than you may think. To even explain any of this, I'll start where the story began. Let's paint a picture. One foot travels in front of the other as my heels graze and clack against the ground floor. I travel even closer to the elevator at a leisurely pace. As I get closer to the doors, I walk up to the button to confirm my selection to go up to my room. But as I touch the button, my finger comes in contact with a hand, a stranger's. I look to my side and I lock eyes with the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. It's you. Oh, sorry. I was. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, I say. But you're kind. You're gentle. You're really, really fucking hot. You tell me it's okay. I don't need to worry about it. God, and your voice. It absolutely made me melt. I could have sworn my panties were getting damn right then and there. Before I could even catch my breath, you had already walked inside the elevator, waiting. You quietly ask me which floor I'm going to. I nervously reply back and tell you I'm on the second floor. But as you press two, you don't press any other button. You turn to me and smile while telling me that it's your floor too. But after you say that, I see your face turned quizzical. It's at that moment that I don't even realize it, but I'm blushing. I'm blushing over your gorgeous face and how cute you are in every possible way. After the elevator gets to our floor, we parted, off to our rooms, but not before I could see which door you walked into. I took a note, and after that point, we started bumping into each other again and again. I was too nervous. I couldn't possibly say anything to you or ask you out. But as our interactions increased, my desire for you physically only grew with it. I wanted to taste every inch of you. I wanted you to taste every inch of me. I wanted us to take part in exploring each other like it was our last night on Earth. That's why I'm sending this to you. At this point, I know you already know who I am. I have a simple request for you. I want you to get on your bed and take your clothes off. I want to bring you through a journey and make you feel pleasure through the sound of my voice. I want to lead you through an ensemble of words and phrases delicately and precisely picked to make your cock throb with eager excitement. I'll make you imagine what exactly I do to make you feel euphoria. Now, at this point, I expect you're fully naked on the bed. Don't let the earlier portion of this recording fool you. I can be in control when I want to be. Though in person I'm coy and nervous, the world of audio allows me an extension of my truest intentions, especially when it's something I want. I would give anything to be over there right now, painting every inch of your body in the vibrant red color of my lipstick, kissing every inch, leaving no area unmarked. You're my personal canvas, and my lips and tongue are the tools to artistically create a masterpiece of pure bliss. At this point, I can assume you've started touching your beautiful cock. I'm dripping, thinking about it. Its shape, its size, its girth. The mystery of your penis is driving me wild. Let's begin at a classic start. I'm slowly and tenderly kissing your balls. Maybe I'll include a couple laps of my tongue from the bottom of your balls to the very base of your shaft. I would keep kissing and licking. I want you to enjoy it just as much as I enjoy giving your balls the attention they deserve. Keep stroking, thinking about how generously I'm licking and kissing your balls. But don't go too fast. We can't have you come before it's gone good. After I paid enough attention to your balls, my tongue would slowly glide up to the base of your shaft, all the way right before the underside of your head. I know how sensitive you are on the underside, so I'd wait to explore there. But the rest of my tongue eagerly explores the rest of your shaft. Up, down, all around. My tongue plays genital gymnastics all around the base in every which motion. Are you speeding up your strokes? I would think you might be. Remember, don't go too fast, but stroke faster than you did in the beginning. Because I'm starting to get to the good parts. At this point, I've teased your cock enough. I take my tongue and I generously apply pressure to the frenulum on the underside of your head. I can hear your moans of pleasure as I flick my tongue quickly up and down against the underside. You're fucking loving it. And so am I. After my tongue becomes very well acquainted with your underside, I go on to the main course. My lips wrap around your head slowly as I take you inside my mouth. More moans would be heard as the suction of my mouth provides a vacuum of pleasure, leaving behind a coating of saliva. Your satisfaction only drives me as I quicken the pace of my blowjob. At the same time, I want you to quicken the pace of your strokes. I want you to get ready to blow your load. Imagine how good it would feel as I'm pumping your thick cock up and down inside my mouth. My tongue glides under, creating a trail of spit. Every thrust of my head gently coexists the entrance of my throat, meeting the tip of yours. As you get closer to orgasm, I want you to imagine the blowjob as I'm increasing and increasing the pace. My eyes are locked with yours as I struggle to hold it in. Your hands clutch and grasp my hair as you hold the back of my head in earnest. I know it. I can feel it. You're ready to explode your load right down my throat. Do it. Come right now. I don't want you to hold back. I want you to feel pleasure as a stream of semen erupts from the tip of your cock. That's right. That's it. Feel the spasm of your cock twitching from the alpha effects. I think you more than earned that one. Oh well, and if you want the personal experience, come down and see me. I'm the girl over at 3B.